And then we reached out to TAG. And then Luis invited Jules Levin to come and do a teaching at ACT UP. And long story short, sooner or later, you know, before we knew it, we had the New York State Hep C Coalition formed, right? And as a result of that work, you know, last fall, last November, we had the first sort of statewide elimination conference in New York State. We brought together all sorts of stakeholders. That led to a kind of ETE sort of process for Hep C in New York State, where we developed working groups and we got recommendations and we tried to create a blueprint, which we finalized and then presented at a real, you know, full bore elimination summit, which happened in February. And that work is ongoing. Vocal is leading listening sessions around the state. New York State is actively engaged in trying to meet targets for elimination that have been set by WHO and is really becoming a leader in this movement. And TAG is very engaged in this work, obviously. And we're hoping that we're going to see a lot more movement in the years to come. And I know that ACT UP will be a part of that because ACT UP laid the foundation for it and was there at the very beginning of doing this work. So shout out to that. Lastly, I want to talk a little bit about, more recently, what the loss of memory means for ACT UP in terms of harm reduction and the principles of harm reduction and how it plays out in other work that ACT UP is doing. And I'm talking specifically about PrEP. So, you know, in 2014, PrEP rolled out, and, you know, the community response was really shocking to me. First of all, because I thought we were a movement around sexual liberation and not about shaming people for their sexuality. So that was a little bit of a disconnect. But also, I to put it mildly, but PrEP is harm reduction. PrEP is meeting people where they're at, being honest about behaviors that people are actually doing, and intervening in ways that they give people agency, respect their agency, and their dignity. So the fact that we kind of maybe forgot some of the lessons of harm reduction, the lessons that empowered drug users taught people in ACT UP, that we learned from each other, the work that we did together, you know, it comes around, right? When you forget those lessons, when you forget those principles, you know, it's going to hit the fan. It's going to keep coming. And we wasted a lot of time, I think, because we forgot some of the stuff that we used to know, right? So that's just something that I really wanted to make that connection very strongly that, you know, we've seen this movie before. You know, the Ebola panic, we've seen that movie before. You know, PrEP, we've seen this movie before. And let's, you know, keep having kind of this kind of dialogue and this history alive, because, you know, it really does hurt us when we forget our own history. And, you know, PrEP is a perfect example of that. So finally, I just want to wrap up and say, because we have cure with Hep C, what we're doing or not doing to eliminate hepatitis C has lessons from the implementation of the eventual HIV cure, right? So everything that's happening right now are not happening right now in terms of funders not stepping up, in terms of, you know, the same bad actors doing the things that they do, in terms of us not really being able to transform the relationship that our society has with the people who develop the drugs that people depend on. You know, there's lessons here, right? And we have to be closely watching. If we care about the end of AIDS, we have to really care about the end of hepatitis C, and we have to be watching both very, very closely. So thanks.
And you've been listening to a presentation by Annette Galdino of the Treatment Action Group and former member of ACT UP New York on drug user and harm reduction issues at the recent conference by ACT UP New York and WBAI's OutFM called 30 Years of ACT UP, Hidden Histories and Lessons Learned. And that wraps it up for this edition of Health Action. I'm Bob Lederer, and thanks to John Riley for engineering.
If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck.
Did you know that WBAI has a car donation program? Another way to support this station is by donating a vehicle. A car, a truck, RV, or even a boat. To donate a vehicle in support of WBAI, call us at 1-866-WBAI-CAR. That's 1-866-922-4227. WBAI's partners will take all of your information and take care of the details. You can also visit WBAI.org and click on the Ways to Donate banner for more information. Again, that number is 1-866-WBAI-CAR. And then you can leave the lawn ornaments to Foxworthy and Friends.
Instead of cuss your poor tongue, just will not utter the words I love you. Ooh, what little moonlight can do. Wait a while till little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Good morning, this is Lister sitting in for Jim Froyne. Jim Froyne is away on assignment, and he'll be back same place, same time, right here at WBAI 99.5 FM New York, with much more science fiction than you can ever imagine.
through the flu with our tender. Me but me, nobody move.
Tonight, Sinker List Alive, sitting in for Jim Fry until 5 o'clock.
Welding, now where the young girl want. Welding, yeah. Welding, now where the young girl want. Welding. And all around Jamaica, when you can hear them talking about them soda winners, I would say. But I might say, welding, now where the young. Young girl move like a roach, yeah, and give them soda ring. Soda ring, now where the whole lady want. Soda ring, yeah. Soda ring, now where the whole woman want. Soda ring. I man see welding, now where the damsel want welding. Black of the girl, the sweeter her. Welding, now where the young girl want. Welding. I hear the monkey clown, the more we make spores. You can't take it, you gotta stay under it. It is no bed of rose. Welding, now where the roots man want. Welding, yeah. Deal with the daughter and deal with the heart. Welding. And even a whole lady too. Welding. Weld them until they become a black and blue. Welding. Girlie, come.
when I sit in and I may not be well in touch, I say, well in a way the damsel won, yeah. Y'all climb a tree, I pick him a key, while the dread downstairs, I hold up him. I say, well in a way the, well in. Man in a house, I'm making mouse, while the girl outside, I get her sauce. I say, well in, now where the dams them want now. Well in, all over town, y'all. Without a need, we'll come and true fall, man, more be way. We over to Port Antonio, hold your ears, you can hear me say. Well in, now where the dams them want now. Well in. Scotty high and Scotty low. Can Cathy stand up to this terrible blow? I say, welding is welding, sister they want welding, yeah. Welding, I wear the dread them love ya. Welding, move. Welding, I wear the dread them love. Welding, welding, I wear the damsel kind of desire. Send your soul on fire. You can see my brilliance and admire. Yeah.
Wait, you mean the same one that book on the preacher upon the hour?
Yeah, I'm on your side of move there.
Ah, that way, now where the whole man was.
Yeah, man, it will rain for the I'm on fire.
All right, come here.
I'm not telling you, Charles.
What? I'm on guard, yeah, sir.
Here's the ticket.
All right.
Now, whether you drive a cab wheel or a GXL, I will tip you. The scene is way out in easy with school and sweaters. I will tell it to you.
Well, brothers and sisters,
killing the mountain international movie on the scene called The Buck and the Preacher Man. Kind of man you got to understand, as I would say. So you gotta see the show if you gotta stay in the back row, as I would tell the song called The Buck and the Preacher. Baby, really gotta make the scene if you gotta sit in the bleacher like I tell it to you. Until you bunk on the bleacher. Until you bunk on the bleacher. I'm rather buck with him yucky. I'm the preacher with him dama. Ding dong dong. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. You hear the children sing. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. From the preacher on the scene. BBC, you gotta be keen. No, me, no, jello, me, no, we be gonna witness the scene with my, we call Regina, we be if you're not the team. So BB got to take in the movie, man, for sure. Gotta pay your waiting, keep on coming through the door, and that will give a little bit more. A movie called A Buck on the Preacher Man. See, a buck, a bucky. A buck was very lucky, you know. Him ain't luck or good luck. Tell him about the brother God Buck of the preacher man. See a buck of the preacher. See the children a buck of the preacher. Then a buck of with him monkey. Then a buck of with him God.
I hear him spinning down the
She must be mad, y'all.
Then I wanted to come get me on the scene, and I tell you that I'm
not a dread, don't jest, yeah. And I know you're polyester. See, not a dread, don't jest, move, y'all. No come from Manchester, and I'm gonna check him as a fester. Miss Adele, don't say that, yeah. Cause boy, you shouldn't do that. Mr. Dele, don't say that. Move, I say you shouldn't ever say that.
So you can tell her anything you want, but I'll never let her out of my sight. Tell her how much
I'm surrounding something. So me say you shouldn't do that. Yeah. TJ, don't jest. When you know we're polyester. See not to reach on a poor us, Lord. See not to dread, don't jester. What do you hear the name dread? To gone up the big hill.
and at the dread bone jester. Gone down a Manchester, at the dread bone jester. Singing wine is a maca and a strong drink is raging. You drink white rum and you tumble down at the dread bone. Promises of comfort to a fool, and that even want to keep you cool. I say that you should never. Naughty dread don't jester, naughty higher Congo higher, naughty naughty Congo dread don't jester. When me kick me a Chester, but naughty dread don't jester. Say little boy you shouldn't say that, now little guy you shouldn't do that. If I want to follow all you never, the trouble, trouble, and a trouble round trouble, yo. Don't you ever, the trouble with the naughty dread. Don't you say what you say, naughty dread, don't just stop. We don't see what you see, and we know we're polyester. We check sense in the rage of wind, and we check one we
Single List Alive, dedicating this to Kathy Hand. Kathy Hand, this is for you. Minutes after 1 o'clock.
More loneliness than any man could be. Rescue me before.
Lister sitting in for Jim Freund until 5 o'clock. Kathy Hand, this is for you.
tell you how it is before you yell. Nothing but more fear.
Don't fear, no fear.
Before she for he asked what love would want, what love would want of you or me.
Incredible music, man. The great Jim Arnold of the Canada. Fly the colors. Reggae pride. Lister says, fly the gay pride colors, as in reggae. 99 Cent, Lister live right here. 3 o'clock we do the burning thing, burning Imperialist red, white and blue to ashes. That's the Imperialist old glory, and if it won't burn, we dip it in acid. Meanwhile, dancing in the nude, stir it up. On the nudist side of Kismet Beach. Yeah, endless summer. Endless summer part one now.
Thank you.
Jigger Show.
The jigger leader called my man red-handed, screwing that bitch next door.
What?
Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
Oh, damn.
Could we be thinking, can't believe that he would hit that freak. Girl, my jaw hit the floor. I was so mad I couldn't even speak.
It's simple.
Run the bio, try your life. Divorce him as your wife. Him cause you know him disrespect you too. Now make him come back on the ends. Mash up all the bends. Call the cops and tell him say he meeting you. And undeserved, do your try preserve. The marriage has muddy him a look for yours. It no make sense to pretend. Him not change again. A dog will be a dog till the very end.
Up on the wear on the counter.
Son of a bitch.
They left stains on the sofa.
Son of a bitch.
She left the weave in the shower.
Son of a bitch.
See I got them on camera.
Son of a
bitch. Saw a kiss in his shoulder.
Son of a
bitch. And took it from it, took it over.
Son of a
bitch. I heard her screams get louder.
Son of a
bitch. Now this relationship's over. Could you believe I caught my man red-handed, screwing that stuff next door? Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom
yes.
floor. But could he be thinking, can't believe that he was that free? Girl, my jaw hit the floor, I was so mad I couldn't even
girlfriend.
Speak.
I
look how you treat him like a king, him not feeling for pin. Taking every penny where him ever earn. No take the bag of sweet talk, prepare for walk the walk. Make him know this is a lesson where him have to learn. Light the clothes and make it burn. Tell him I feel your turn. All when him a dead, I know for your concern. Me no care him none a right for bringing gal a night. I also if he don't argue, man, it a turn.
Underwear on the counter.
Son of a
bitch. They left stains on the sofa.
Son of a bitch.
She left the weave in the shower.
Son of a bitch.
See, I got them on camera.
Son of a
bitch. I saw a kiss in his shoulder.
Son of a
bitch. And took it down if it's over.
Son of a
bitch. I heard her screams get louder.
Son of a
bitch. Now this relationship's over. Could you believe I caught my man red-handed, screwing that stuff next door? Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom floor. But could he be thinking, can't believe that he would hit that freak? Girl, my jaw hit the floor. I was so mad I couldn't speak.
I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. As far as you favor you in the complex. So
queen is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have to bring a whole lot of things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Produce me, mister, produce me, eh?
Yeah, Herbie Alpert, the man who gave reggae music a big break with A&M Records, distributing Island Records. Ask Kathy Hand if you think I'm lying, right? Shelter Records back in the days, A&M Records, yeah. Big break for reggae music. 99 single, list alive, 43 minutes after 1 o'clock right here, 43 minutes after flag burning time of 1 o'clock. Lister sitting in for Jim Froyen, and he's away on assignment. He'll be back same place, same time next week right here at 1 o'clock. 99 Sinker WBAI, playing all the music that they refuse to play on Imperialist Radio. You know what I mean? The great Herbie Alpert. Herbie Alpert, the reggae fanatic, on the Azwa track for Kathy Han. Listen out for Herbie Hancock, yeah.
I don't wanna see no nuclear soldier. I don't wanna see no nuclear soldier. I don't wanna see no nuclear in this time. Oh no, no, don't want no more war crime.
From the top, this is an incredible track out of London, England. The great Azwa right here. Back in the days when Azwad was Azwad before they sold it. Not Herbie Hancock this time, but Herb Alpert on the wicked Azwad track. Yeah.
I don't wanna see no nuclear soldier. I don't wanna see no nuclear soldier. I don't wanna see no nuclear in this time. Don't want no more war crime. Yes, Lord. Digital intelligence, unnecessary violence, apartheid in South Africa, and they're detaining all our leaders. People falling now for justice, and people crying now for freedom. I don't wanna see no nuclear soldier. I don't wanna see no nuclear soldier. I don't wanna see no nuclear in this time. Oh no, no, oh no more war crime. Computerized technology, a random access.
Some people crying now for freedom, God. Some would love to see the sun stop shining in the sky. Oh yes, the war, no more war cry. Yes, Lord.
Sinka Lista Aswad and Herb Alpert.
We'll be right back. What do you come, sister, called Nancy? Tell about it, just when.
A man called Lizzie Walks away. It's a local man called T, a man called Rocky, and I used to live in a fine style, you know? Think an operator, a man called Archie, and I moved into a fine style. When I wait, I'm going to stop unwind, you know? Do it! But I miss the one, hey, but I not see me call it good, and I miss the two. Jump on the body, kick off your shoe, I miss the three. Jump on the Nancy, have a baby, I miss the four. But I tell nobody, kick off me, do I miss the five. Who to know if you slip your will, said I miss the six. I mean, here, mama Nancy, I miss the seven. Who everyone won't go ahead for miss the eight. Me tell you, Nancy, leave them straight, I miss the nine. But tell you, this all lyrics, they are mine, I miss the ten. But tell you, little friend, I'm mama Nancy, come again. Hey, but tell your friend, I'm mama Nancy, come again. She do not to borrow and she do not to lend. Cause anything me borrow, me I give it back tomorrow. And anything me lend, you must forget it back again. Hey, but tell your friend, I'm mama Nancy, come again. Hey, little, until you said that when I was a child, them call me D&T. When I was a child, them call me D&T. But now me turn a woman, them a call me Nancy. When me turn a woman, them a call me Nancy. I'm in the woman Nancy. Tell her that God and me a one in a the city. Can't let me tell you, say no boy can't fool me. Can't let me tell you, me no I got to carry. Some little said a one or two operator that are you. You feel with part one, I beg you play part two. Say three, oh four, no bad a kick off the door. Say five, oh six, I'm in the woman Nancy.
But here comes the sister called Nancy. Tell about it, just when.
A man called Lizzie Walks away. It's a local man called T, a man called Rocky, and I used to be in a fine style, you know? Think an operator, a man called Archie, and I'm moving into a fine style. When I wait, I'm going to stop unwind, you know? Do it! But I miss the one, hey, but I not see me call it good, and I miss the two. Jump on the body, kick off your shoe, I miss the three. Jump on the Nancy, have a baby, I miss the four. But I tell nobody, kick off me, do I miss the five. Who to know if you slip your will, said I miss the six. I mean, here, mama Nancy, I miss the seven. Who everyone won't go ahead for miss the eight. Me tell the Nancy, leave them straight, I miss the nine. But till the this all lyrics, they are mine, I miss the ten. But tell the little friend, I'm mama Nancy, come again. Hey, but tell your friend, I'm mama Nancy, come again. She do not to borrow and she do not to lend. Cause anything you borrow me, I give it back tomorrow. And anything you lend, I must forget it back again. Hey, but tell your friend, I'm mama Nancy, come again.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. The showstopper, the rock dropper. I love it when you call me Big Papa. The showstopper, the rock dropper.
With style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes, who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the chronic by the tree. By the tree. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my bed.
belly, a T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L while you do me, while you do me, while you do me.
Minutes after 2 o'clock right here. You're in tune to Rather Station, WBAI 99.5 FM, New York, WBAI.org. Make it 2 minutes, dos minutos after 2 o'clock, civil play. Para ti. Hey, Lister sitting in for Jim Froyne. Jim Froyne is away on assignment. He'll be back same place, same time, 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock, next week Thursday, with more science fiction, y'all. Meanwhile, way up in Toronto way, Kathy Hann, your favorite tune for you, out of London, England. This is Just Stone. Oh my kiss, please.
The desert in a shake, come to English only country, hiding from the Minutemen, come to make this place my home, run a long, long way from there. Story of a lifetime for the minimum wage, where they chase me through the desert, then the agents strap me down. Then they ask me why in Spanish, why you keep on coming back? Well, I left my dad in Jersey and my sisters in Des Moines. They've been working in this country, picking lettuce, washing floors. Story of a lifetime. I washed the dishes fast. Well, the boss, he got me working on the porch and in the bed. Then I wash the dish and rinse it. Then I go home late and sleep. Well, I need to be awake now, 'cause I walk out in my sleep. When I see that black van coming, well, I know I'm sure to run. God damn, the major caught me on the spot. Nearly been 15 when I left my baby crying with the promise in my skin. On the outskirts of LA, I recite a native poem, meaning hands 10,000 years. It's the season for the crop. It's my people doing the picking in the valley of the dogs. It's a decent job to
girl. Any day I'll take this job.
Ethiopian, Colombian, Pakistani, Cantonese. Every man that I run into.
All the kitchens on the strip. And they're plugging in their mouths. Smiling in the dream. They're a long, long way from home now. But they're looking to be free. California, Alabama, and Missouri, Oregon. They've been working like their fathers do. A long, long time ago. For the minimum wage. For the minimum wage. For the minimum wage. For the minimum wage. It's a bumpy road to ride it, but I'll take it anyway.
Really?
Really?
That's high praise. My
honestly,
goodness.
Yeah. I came here for the first time last year and that things keep drawing me back.
Yeah, oh good, good. Yeah, it's a great city. It's very diverse.
It's really diverse.
It's like you if you drive every 5 minutes there's a different neighborhood, there's a different feel.
I don't drive. Luckily some of the people I've met here.
Number two, and boy, we kick it off the right way with a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, filmmaker, activist, so you name it. He's here in Toronto today to perform the leading song to his next album, What Love Would Want, in support of International Anti-Homophobia and Transphobia Day. Tim Arnold joins Canada Now and does so in studio. Tim, I really appreciate your coming in. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
It's great to be at Sirius.
Yeah. And this is the second time you've been here. Our studios are here in Toronto. Is this the second time you've been here?
The third time in Canada.
Third time in Canada.
Time I came last year for Canada Music Week, Music Week.
Yeah.
And then I was asked to come back this year.
Yeah.
And then all this stuff around this song happened.
Yeah.
With What Love Would Want.
Yeah.
And I'm back like 3 weeks later.
And you're back. The video today for the track?
Yeah, video went live today. Yeah.
Went today. How's it feel? Like to have done something and then you got this video. Boy, this video is, boy, it's getting a little talk. As it should, because that's what good art does. I think it gets people talking.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was that's some of the motivation behind what you do. How's it feel to have this put out today?
I think the thing about it is I wear many different hats with this.
Yeah.
So it's hard to know what hat to wear. So as the songwriter, so as a songwriter, I'm proud that the song's being heard, obviously.
Yeah.
But the message that is in the song is bigger than anything else to do with this whole project.
Of course, yeah.
So that's being picked up politically or, spiritually or in any other way is huge. And then of course there's actually having made the video as well.
Yeah.
And you imagine lots of things when you make a video and you're not sure if that will transpose into reality, and it has done. So it's been an amazing adventure so far, and experiencing what was in my imagination turning into real life.
Yeah. Well, and it's great. And, with all due respect, I hate that messages from you in this day and age are absolutely necessary, because I really feel they are. And I'm glad you're putting them out, and I'm glad there is someone like you that takes their art seriously and wants to motivate change for the better in this world. I hate the fact that it's necessary, but I love the fact that you're doing it, and I really appreciate that. Well,
thank you. I suppose there's a side of it where... the song is sort of therapeutic as well, because, like many people, I get angry about some of the things that happen in the world. We all get angry about it. And I think, on a personal level, the song is my way of turning whatever anger I feel about certain situations into something more gentle. and
it's necessary. Like, yeah. Again, if I may use that word, I think it's necessary, because if it did sound like it came from a place of anger, I don't think it's heard as much.
No, and I think that's a little bit about getting a bit older. And when I was younger, I wrote a lot of stuff that was quite, you know, politically motivated.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounded angry. and of course, this is at the heart of this is about love and how that can, that can become something between two human beings. And that's it, period.
That's it.
Two human beings.
Exactly.
Not a man and a woman, not a man and a man, not a woman. So these labels, which I think are so outdated now, and you know, if we wait another 30, 40 years, most of the people who are clinging on to those old ideas won't be here anymore anyway. So we have to think about the people who are young now, growing up in a world that shouldn't have labels.
Yeah, and you know, I gotta say, like, as a parent now, and I've been a parent for almost 4 years, and you know, now, like with what you're doing, and you know, what you just said, I really take that more seriously, because I'm looking at, because he's a blank. I've got two sons now, and the oldest is almost four, and I'm looking at him as a blank canvas, and I don't want to, like, what I've known and what I've come to believe to necessarily be true. I want him to have interpretations. I want him to have beliefs, to have acceptance, more acceptance with his generation as he gets older. So, like, I'm glad those messages were out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's really lovely that that all of this work, which is only starting today, and it is kind of work because it is spreading a message and supporting a lot of different causes, has happened in Canada. You know, because. And maybe that happens with a lot of artists. You go somewhere else and people have a slightly more open-minded attitude to what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from England, I love England, and London's amazing. But it's been hard trying to get some of my songs. I write quite often about stuff that matters.
Yeah.
Sometimes hard to get anybody to pay attention. Not to me, but to the cause or the message that I'm fighting for. So. I just, to all the Canadian people that I've met and who've helped support this so far, I just want to say thank you. It really means a lot.
Oh, that's great. So you're straight, of mixed race, and of lesbian parentage. What is what does it mean to you to stand up against homophobia and transphobia?
Well, you know, I started. My beginning point is feeling guilty. So I'm 41. I've spent probably, I think, 38 years of my life never thinking about these issues, because I grew up with two mums.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with an extended family of gay people, men and women.
Yeah.
And so I just took it for granted. And the more I've realized in the last few years that there's a great deal of suffering and oppression down to people's sexual orientation in certain parts of the world, that why aren't people talking out about it more? It's the same as the He for She campaign, you know. Half the population on this planet are women. If we want women's rights to be addressed properly, we need men who form half of the population to start saying something about it. And this is the same thing, but it's being straight for gay, you know, or straight for trans. It's no good. The more transgender people or the more gay people have to fight on their own, in their own groups, it carries on the segregation. You know, we have to be embrace each other, and that's why the video, people said, well, it's not a gay video, oh, it's not a trans video. No, it's not. It's a human video.
That's right.
It's a human song, and it's about human beings and about love without limits, because we're in the 21st century now, and it's time that we recognize that.
Can I say, and like, because, you know, if Iggy Pop can do it, then I can do it. I'm going to make comparisons here, because Iggy Pop talks about your music, and it's very similar in many ways to, like, David Bowie, which is high praise. You know, for me, you remind me, at least with what you've put out and some of the diversity of what you've put out, you kind of remind me of John Lennon. Have you ever gotten that before?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's funny. I did when I was younger, and he's absolutely my starting point in people who say you're a singer or whatever, and I don't think of myself as a singer. I use my voice in what I do, but
yeah.
You know, I work with some great singers. I know what great singers do. You know? I'm not one of those. I'm a writer. And I write ideas, and then I use whatever I can to, whether it's a song, it's music, it's a guitar, it's a piano, or it's a video camera, just to put the idea across and share it. That's very lovely of you. Thank you.
Well, that's why, because I feel like Lennon, within his music, he really always tried to push the envelope and broaden his horizons, have a message. He tried to do that in a lot of cases, and then take his art beyond that, like drawing, the dabbling in acting. Like, he tried to do other things as well. Yeah. And that's why I kind of see that reflection of that.
And the thing for me, when I was trying to describe what we're doing tonight, we're doing an event tonight, and a lot of the events I've done independently over the years with songs and setups. On my first album, which I recorded in a Buddhist monastery in Thailand, I was there for rehab, but I ended up living there and getting clean and then making a record with the monks in the monastery, which was extraordinary. But we did a song with 100 people singing, and there were monks and nuns. And I said at the time, this needs to be like Montreal, John and Yoko, Give Peace a Chance. I was 28, I'm 41, I'm still using that analogy for the projects that I do. And I don't see any, I look at celebrity kind of, lifestyle, and that spirit's gone a little bit. And I think I try to inject it into whatever I do whenever I can, because it's wonderful, and it's authentic when you just get people together. You know, advertising companies can do it, and they do a good job, and it's like feigned authenticity. We hear it in adverts every day. We see it on television every day. Yeah. But actually, when you meet people who have open hearts to the point where they're like, yeah, we'll get on board with that, and it's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, it's refreshing, is what it is very refreshing. As well. Your 16th album is coming out this summer. 16?
Yeah.
You have 16 albums.
I know.
That's a lot to say.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, how do you feel about that? Because over the, and you talk about like your start in your first album, and I want to touch on a couple of albums, 2010, Sonnet 155, a rock classical project. This year, you put out your first proper classical album. Mm. It's like you've done a lot of different things. Like, within music, you've kind of used your voice in different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Part of it comes from, how do I describe it? I see other artists doing stuff, and I always think, not like most of us, I could do that, Yeah. But I actually think I should have done that.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I think, why haven't I done that?
Yeah, that's right.
And then I do it.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit, I don't have a competitive streak, but when I realise I could actually do it, I think, yeah, but don't just sit here and think it, and do it. And it kind of excites me to learn constantly. I don't like, you don't do music to, never grow. It's something that makes you grow all the time. If you keep doing something new, and that's why I suppose, and that's maybe what Iggy sort of saw in the albums I've done, the different characters.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I think in the UK I've been very underground, and now becoming more noticed outside the UK, and it's lovely. It doesn't matter where to me. I make the music for a very big audience in my head.
Yeah.
And it's nice that I'm maybe the audience is expanding a little at the moment.
Well, I kind of feel like you're like your own genre. Like, I've felt that way about Bowie.
Oh, like that.
There's rock, Arnold. There's pop, there's Tim Arnold, that's kind of how I feel about you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And that's through your diversity and through all the things that you want to do. And I mentioned Sonnet 155, and that's one of a couple of albums that I wanted to ask you about, because the album is a rock classical project that's inspired by letters that you received from a host of Shakespearean actors with their personal views on the importance of Shakespeare, some of which included Ian McKellen and Emma Thompson. It's almost like you were, I kind of feel like with that one, like you were kind of like the album was just kind of sitting there, and you were the medium, you kind of put it out. You know what I mean?
That's the perfect way to describe, I think, actually all music. I don't believe, the whole idea of credits and stuff, artist rights is another thing I feel very strongly about, but actually, spiritually, the whole essence of music. It's like trying to claim that you, I don't know, you made the mountain because you owned it, or something. It's like, it's not your mountain.
Yeah.
It's the same with music, and I think those of us that make music could choose to give our lives to it. We are just channels for stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
With Sonic 155, I mean, that for me, that is a great example of why we should never stop writing letters. I'm a great believer in writing letters. I don't mean emails and,
pen to paper. It's very different. Yeah.
And really thinking about it and maybe doing it in pencil first. And then getting it just right. I wrote over 30 letters to people like Ian McKellen and Derek Jacobi, Emma Thompson. Because I want to learn more and I want to know. I love experts. Anyone, like you're probably an expert in radio, right? So I could sit all night and listen to what you have learned about your career in radio. I would love it.
Yeah.
And I'd feel all the more, full of life for that. And it's the same with Shakespeare. It's like, I love Shakespeare, but I don't know why, because I don't understand it.
You can't appreciate it the way like Emma Thompson would.
No,
yeah.
And that's why I asked them to sort of give me their take on what it meant and then do it in a way that, I don't know, the Smashing Pumpkins might do it. That's one of my favorite rock bands, and that's how that's what Sonic 1.5 is.
Yeah. And this year's Sound of Pictures Volume 1, it really is your first proper classical album. Now, okay, so it features world-class soloist Jonathan Hale, and you guys recorded the album with the most valuable private collections of violins in the world.
Yeah.
How do you get a hold of that? How does that even happen? Like, did you steal them? Like, what'd you do?
This comes back to what I was saying about what love would want and really recognizing the value of people. I've been very lucky in the last 15 to 20 years to be surrounded by some extraordinary people. I don't know if I'm drawn to them or they're drawn to me, but that's how my journey's been. Yeah. Jonathan is one of those people.
Yeah.
This is a black belt in karate who happens to play violin for Olympic.
That's unbelievable.
Really amazing. He is a virtuoso and a world-class player. And he came to me and said, this museum or this guy, this collector's loaned me these violins are worth millions of pounds, and I'm just playing them in the show every night. Do you want to make a record?
I wouldn't even want to touch them, let alone play them.
Somebody comes to me with a bunch of ingredients and they don't have a plan, I'm within like 5 minutes I have a plan.
I
just think, those instruments have been around for 300-400 years and we should make something beautiful that will last another 400 years, hopefully. And that's what that album is. And we've recorded 3 albums, so there's another 2 volumes on the way.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah, and it's a chance for me to listen to my music, because I don't like listening to my own voice very much. So.
Really?
No.
Why not? You keep knocking your voice. You got a lovely voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It does the job. I don't,
That's what my wife says about me. They'll do.
So this is all instrumental, so I can listen to it and it sounds exactly how I imagined it.
Really? Yeah. That's got to be so satisfying.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And when you have great musicians like that, they're doing it how you wanted it, better than you wanted it, actually.
Yeah.
So it's a special album for me.
I've come to appreciate with your music and through this conversation as well, what's attractive with your music as well, and with you yourself, is that you have a curiosity and a rich sense of history.
Yeah,
like you're aware. You're a pretty self-aware person.
Okay, yeah.
You are.
My mother would disagree sometimes.
Maybe an earlier version of you.
I'm getting better.
Not now.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
Yeah.
History is really important to me. It's formed the basis of most of my work, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, my association with Soho is, it's all to do with history and of Great Britain, because I lived outside of England for 4 years when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And that really gave me a thirst and hunger for everything to do with the history of the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, together with Benedict Cumberbatch and Stephen Fry, you also lead the Save Soho Group, a grassroots movement devoted to inclusivity, diversity, and the future of performing arts and music venues in London's famous creative Soho district. So it's really nice to have, I would think, being out of Soho, to have someone championing that cause, to be leading God. That in that way, and a group of you as well.
Yeah, I mean, with Save Soho, which is, you know, it started off as just us trying to save one venue, and then because of Stephen and Benedict coming on board and championing the whole thing, it I guess I drove it into, look, this, we can't just leave it just the Madame Jojo's, which is the name of the venue, which we did save. It's being, you know, regenerated and reopened.
Yeah.
I mean, they're extraordinary people as well, and nobody sort of realises when you're that sort of famous or that busy or that in work and that in demand, it's hard to loan your voice to a cause.
Yeah.
Because you everybody's asking you to do it every day.
Yeah.
So I really understood the value of that, and that's why I carried on and do carry on supporting Soho in every way I can. What it represents as well, I think, like, you've had gentrification issues in Toronto, right?
Mm-hmm.
And venues disappearing. Same thing, it's global, and it's to do with the drive for profits, making us forget what we really value. And we remember, of course, when it's gone. So that's what Save Soho has to do with, trying to remind people about the value of grassroots music venues, which the Music Venue Trust is does a fantastic job in the UK. Community, really. It's a community of people that are young, not that rich, love music, love film, love theatre, love comedy, and can afford to go to places to experience that.
Yeah, we need kind of like a Save Soho version here in Toronto. There's a club in Ontario, or Ottawa, excuse me, that closed down as well, that a lot of people are up in arms about. Finally, I want to ask you this, because you put in about 20 years or so, a little bit more than that, into music, into your art, and since you signed your first record deal at 19, what's changed for you personally as an artist over the course of that time? You know, and what comes with that is age, but what's changed for you? Has it gotten easier?
Nothing's changed as much as it has in the last 2 years. The last 2 years has been like, I've written another 3 albums in the last 2 years, which are kind of way, so I have the next 5 years kind of planned out creatively, God willing. I think a big thing changed, I did The Voice in the UK. I was asked to do The Voice by The Voice.
Yeah.
It's one of those funny things where people think, I never thought you'd go for that. It's like, I didn't. They asked me and I did it.
Yeah.
And it was a horrific experience that I don't regret.
Yeah.
But my God, when you suddenly find out how much big corporations that are supposedly responsible for today's entertainment regard actual art and music and creative people, which I wasn't. I was very naive 3 years ago. I probably still am, but a little less so.
Yeah.
And it made me value what I do in a different way. It's never been, I've never valued music because it was a living or because I wanted to make money or wanted to be famous. It's because I wanted to be, like, when I was a kid, I used to write a poem and go and show my mum. Same thing. We all have it.
Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. K flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances winner is out. Yes, rock your feet and dance. Crowd of people full of enjoyment, rock your feet and dance. A few lovely couple bringing out the place, rock your feet and dance. Rock your feet and, rock your feet and, rock your feet and dance. The band begins at 10 to 6 when Mr. K performs his tricks with Alice Sound. Mr. H will demonstrate in Somerset, he'll undertake on solid ground. Having been some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
medication. Proverbs, extractions, revival, spiritual elevation.
For me, no empty bagger's pages of their lies, no hammed voices, falsetto smooth, covering war cries, but the salt sea spray of an island's tears that burn me acid, and the wind that sings in echoes of their bombs, the wind that sings contralto tremors of their bombs, wood that nutmeg choke their obia, and the dust of cinnamon lift their prints as evidence for babes now growing in an island's belly. How third world, my blues. How third world, my blues, of oceans bending backwards to make ends meet, of mountains rising up to misty tears, of mothers patching pieces of sky to cover the winded bellies of their baby's cry. How third world, my blues.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'll love you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
At 99 Cinco WBAI, where the equipment doesn't work, at 49 minutes after 2 o'clock, you're in tune to Radio Station WBAI 99.5 FM. Yeah. With one player, we do a show. Lister sitting in for Monsieur Jim Froyne. Jim Froyne will be back at 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock right here at 99.5 FM WBAI Pacifica Radio at its very best. Yes, Burn Baby Burn comes up in 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. Monsieur Alpha Blondie.
Opération coup de poing. Opération coup de poing. Opération coup de poing. Opération coup de poing. Le coup, oh, 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 Brigadier Savary. Neko, aïe, 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 aïe. Brigadier Savary, le coco tubu, le sakidi, Brigadier Savary, le coco batisamana, il n'y a pas de soro tubu. Tubu,
Thank you.
savare, neko ay 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 ay. Brigade savare, neko kutubu zakidi. Brigade savare, neko pati sangane. Inomote ne soro tubu. Paris, merci, merci. Je t'aime Paris. Neko oy oy.
Faithful day after the passion of the hurricane, further than imagination or dream, we find myself laid down upon the same bedrock, flowing out together as one stream, riding sublime truth of love.
This is Lister, having sat in for Jim Fraun. He'll be back, same place, same time, right here at 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. It's 1 minute after 3 o'clock. Coming up next, your favorite flag burning show, where we burn the imperialist red, white, and blue to ashes. Burn, baby, burn. Clappers.
Two. a match to the American flag and burn.
99 Sinker List Alive. Today's show is dedicated to the people from Refuse and Resist. We're sleeping on the concrete in New York City in front of the Fox Fascist News Headquarters on 6th Avenue for the next 100 hours before the big demonstration which will have taken place in front of the Trump Tower at 4 p.m. Saturday, 4 p.m. in front of the Trump Tower. Don't forget, come down and join them. Seriously, you gotta come down and join them. You know why? Because it's us and them. Dedicating this to Refuse and Refuse and Resist. The folks.
Us and them, it's us and them.
Sleeping
this thing ever end.
On the
us
concrete.
And them, it is us and them.
Right now in New York City in front of Fox News. Yes.
Don't get paranoid, just beware, because the enemy is seen with a smiling face. But them really come to destroy the place. We hear them a talk about unity. Them have a plan for the ethnic minority. Them say liberation totally, but them have other things as priority. Them hold a conference annually to look at the state of equality. And them claim they're fighting hard for me, but I won't do it independently. Because us, well, that is anyone who suffers from a found in the gutter with no food to eat. And us, well, we are clearly frustrated, we're just not debated when Parliament meets. And them, well, they are known by their fruits, they have many troops to battle you down. And them, well, now them have power, but they shall be your hour when the table turn round. Listen, us and them, it is us and them. When will this thing ever end? Us and them, it is us and them. You must know your enemy from your friend. Us and them, it is us and them. I miss a when will a different thing ever end, eh? Us and them, it is us and them. You must know your enemy from your friend. Know your enemy from your friend, no. Face the facts, no. You can't pretend, no. It's like this poem, some call it art. There is a struggle, see, it plays a part. I know people very trendy, talking to me very friendly. But they are coping, so now they're voting. All their friends in, who oppress we. Or them oppress we, well, them arrest we. And then they're giving me judge and jury. Some may start some demonstrating, but the prison cell is waiting. Bandit tell it, them talk for a while with them fancy words and them plastic smile. And the party politics play another trick. No love for the old, there is no love for the sick. Us and them, it is us and them. When will this thing ever end? Us and them, it is us and them. You must know your enemy from your friend. I miss it. Us and them, it is us and them. When will this thing ever end? Us and them, it is us and them. You must know your enemy from your friend. World peace, but there's war at home and the war will not cease. Till all the queen's horses, women and men find a new direction and start again. When politicians talk about world economics, but read the manifesto, it reads like a comic. When they talk about hosts and the mouth starts sprouting, words that forever and forever you are doubting. But if you're in doubt, you don't have a shout. If you talk against them say get out. Some call it democracy, I call it hypocrisy. It make me start feel revolutionary. And when me start to feel this style, eh, I just stop and after a while I ask, is it me class or is it me colour or is it a thing that I don't discover? Listen, us and them, it is us and them. When will this thing ever end? Us and them, it is us and them. You must know your enemy from your friend. Us and them, it is us and them. I miss it when I will this a thing I ever end, eh? Us and them, it is us and them. You must know your enemy from your friend. I miss it. Us and them, it is us and them. I miss it when I will this thing ever end, eh? Us and them, it is us and them. You must know your enemy from your friend. I miss it. Us and them, it is us and them. When will this thing reach a conclusion? Us and them, it is us and them. Pick your place from now before the confusion.
Us and them.
Us.
Pigs in blanket. Got them on the run, yeah.
And them.
Yeah, pigs in blanket. How you like
is
the pigs?
It us?
Well done. Or roasted.
Are them. Is it us?
Pull over, man. Pull over.
stop right here, so. Lock up your
car. How you like your
pigs?
Suppose
all the people with your documents,
roasted.
Please.
Oh, well done.
You know why I pull you over?
Officer boy, I'm gonna rush.
So that give you the right to blow through the stoplight like that?
I never even see it. I never see
license
that.
License and registration. License and registration, please.
All right, right here. Everything is in order.
Sean Paul. No trouble, Sean Paul. But what you do?
Well, I'm a DJ now.
DJ? Oh, this jockey. I mean, you're playing the radio?
No, man.
What
no,
station
man.
You playing?
No, man. Artist.
Artist? Yeah. You're playing toast? What you're
playing? No, no. Musical.